Let's tell you what's happening in Ellensburg in the windswept shrub steppe of Central Washington on Thursday, July 27. Michelle Wodikas will serve as interim superintendent for the Kittitas School District as it conducts a search for a superintendent. Angela Von Essen resigned earlier this month to take an assistant superintendent position in the Shoreline School District. Wodikas has worked as a principal at Wenatchee High School and Granite Falls High School. Earlier in her career, she was a teacher in the Clallam Roslyn School District. Ellensburg concludes its annual chip sealing schedule today with the Boat Ramp parking lot, Dirt Road, Lake Road, and Lake parking lot at Irene Reinhart Riverfront Park. Work will take place between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. The park will be closed to vehicular traffic today. The Kittitas Environmental Education Network needs volunteer builders and laborers to assist in the construction of a large picnic shelter at Helen McCabe Park this fall. The work will be done in September and early October. Sign-up sheets are available on Keene's Facebook page. Here's the events coming up. The Ellensburg Strum Along at 6 p.m. tonight at the Ellensburg Business Foundry will feature a house band of Make Music Ellensburg instructors. Chords and music are provided beforehand. All ages are welcome. The Music in the Park series features Nicole and Riley performing at 6:30 p.m. That is tomorrow at North Alder Street Park. The Ellensburg Public Library Teen Summer Reading Program presents a movie extravaganza at 3:30 p.m. today at the Hal Holmes Community Center. The Ellensburg Music Festival gets underway at 5 p.m. Friday at venues throughout downtown Ellensburg. 9 bands will perform Friday night, with final shows ending at midnight. Some of the bands playing on Friday include Ranger and the Rearrangers, Billy Stapleton, Powerhouse, Eugenie Jones, the Ellensburg Big Band, the Hippocrats, Carlos Casante, Isu Tumbeo, Stacy Jones, Harmonious Funk, and Aaron Crawford. The festival continues on Saturday night with 9 bands performing. We'll have more information on that later this week. All weekend passes are $70 pre-sale, $80 at the door, and $50 for a one-day pass. You can learn more about the whole weekend at ellensburgmusicfestival.com. The Clallam Roundup takes place Friday and Saturday at the Washington State Horse Park. The Roundup is a PRCA/WRPA rodeo. The festivities start at 7 p.m. Friday with a grand entry followed by a full lineup of rodeo competitions. Saturday's rodeo also gets underway at 7:30 p.m. If purchased online, tickets are $45 for both days, $20 for Friday, and $30 for Saturday. You can get all this news and this full report on our website. That website is ebergradio.org. Here's the weather for today. The forecasted high in Ellensburg today is 86 degrees. The wind will be out of the northwest at 14 miles an hour. The sunrise was at 5:39 a.m. this morning, and the sunset will be at 8:36 p.m. The low will be 56 tonight, with a high of 93 degrees tomorrow. The Fish Open Table lunch, taco salad with Southwest dressing and peaches. That lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's at the Ellensburg Open Table. And then noon to 1 p.m. at the Clallam Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Here's what's happening on Ellensburg Community Radio today at 11:45 a.m. Pacific Time. Read Along with Grammy. It's a program geared toward offering grandmothers and grandfathers the opportunity to read children's books to their grandchildren wherever they may live. Grandparents choose a book they wish to read over the air, and grandchildren are encouraged to follow along at home. Thanks for joining us on Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I am your host for this show, John Morgan. We will get back to the music. You are listening to Ellensburg Community Radio.